Many victims of our local fires are beginning to put the pieces of their lives back together, obtain assistance, and start over again. Others struggle with even the basics and are hitting obstacles from the bureaucratic to the personal. For those in the midst of the struggle, we've got some advice about what your rights are, how to protect yourself, and what help is out there. And speaking of help, a charitable organization is making a big difference in those fire victims' lives by putting money directly into people's hands. Change Reaction has held a couple of big giveaway events recently, writing checks directly to those who need them. And we take a look at some of the new California laws that went into effect this year and what changes they might bring to our lives. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner. It hasn't been long since those devastating brush fires in Southern California, and residents are still struggling to put the pieces back together again. From those who are still in hotels or trying to find temporary housing to those actively working on a plan to rebuild, fire victims have so many questions. And unfortunately, amidst all of the confusion, there are also those who are always out there looking for someone to take advantage of. How can they find their way through the complexities? Well, we have someone here who can help us out with that, somebody that we count on every once in a while to help us through complexities, Ugo Lord, attorney. And, you know, as we talk about this stuff, you live here, you have dealt with clients, you have dealt with issues related to the fires. So I guess, you know, let's start off with the notion that there are some things that fire victims encounter that may be different than other people. What have you dealt with? What have your fire victim clients dealt with?
Yeah, the most important thing that we are seeing that most of these victims are concerned about is the price gouging that is going on. So there's important to remember and understand that price gouging is against the law. Not only are there fines of $10,000, and by the way, that's looking to be increased up to $50,000, but in addition to that, you can actually receive jail time for price gouging. So it's important for the viewers, especially victims of the fire, to understand that you can report price gouging activity, because the only way for the city to be informed about that is to report it. It can be reported to the Los Angeles Consumer and Business Affairs Department. And they have an online website that you can go to instantly, submit those reports in order to get instant relief.
We've talked on this program about dealing with insurance, the problems that are related. Non-renewals, cancellations. Can you give us an idea about what an insurance owner's rights are?
That's interesting, Hal, because we have seen non-renewals go through the roof here in the Los Angeles area. And it's important for homeowners to understand that there's a difference between a non-renewal and a cancellation. So a non-renewal allows you to finish up your policy and then it is not renewed, versus a cancellation is saying that there's some sort of breach in this agreement and therefore we are canceling your insurance. The insurance department here in California has set mandatory rules to prevent insurance companies from not renewing for the next year. So for those that are impacted in the fire, including my home as well, is in that zip code where now insurance companies can no longer not renew your insurance policy for the next year. And for victims that received cancellations prior to the fire, it's important that they review the reasons why their policy was canceled. Because if an error was made due to that cancellation, or if it was a cancellation for an unlawful reason, they have the right to have their insurance restored and any damage to their property to be covered by that previous insurance policy.
Did I hear you say that your home was affected?
It was.
Don't tell me.
It was scary. I was overseas for the holidays and I received a picture. I'm getting a little emotional. I received a picture from my neighbor and it was a view outside the window and the sky was completely red. And I was just thinking to myself, my grandmother had passed away a year ago, and I apologize. I was just thinking her memorabilia is in my house. Yeah. And I was out of town and I just wanted to get back as soon as I could, because I didn't care about my clothes, I didn't care about my house. I just wanted to get my grandmother's items, because there are some things that are irreplaceable. And so many victims here in Los Angeles are going through this pain of losing priceless items. And I can only imagine what they're doing.
Were you able to save anything?
I was. Fortunately, my home It did not, it was not burned. It was not damaged. It was very, very close. But luckily, the incredible first responders, the incredible fire department, crews that they even brought in from out of state came in, and they contained the fire before it actually reached my neighborhood, for which I am so grateful.
Isn't it interesting how we think about the things we could have lost had we lost them?
Exactly.
And things that are emotional to us. Let's talk about property taxes.
Yes. You know, it's interesting because for those fire victims that are affected in these burn areas, Governor Gavin Newsom has signed an executive order saying that there are no penalties for those who miss payments for paying their property taxes. Essentially, the due date has been suspended a year. And if you actually dive into the law, we currently have laws on the book for earthquakes, floods, and yes, even fires that say if your property was affected, you have the ability to request for a reassessment of your property. The law says $10,000 in damages, you can receive a reassessment. So the best thing that these victims can do is request for a reassessment to have that property tax bill reduced, and then know that that bill is not going to be due for the entire year of 2025 into April 2026.
When it comes to FEMA grants, what are people entitled to?
Now, we know that there's a $770, which is available by the federal government. That is available immediate access that they can use for hotels, gas, et cetera, transportation. But then FEMA also allows more grants that are available after your insurance company has assessed the damage. We're talking about up to $43,000 after the damage has been assessed. And the state of California adds to that number by allowing an additional $10,000 if you receive that federal maximum that is available completely tax-free and you don't have to pay it back.
I bet it's not just homeowners. It's businesses.
Yes.
And so businesses, especially small ones, that may have suffered, are they able to get Small Business Administration loans?
Yes, Hal, you're absolutely right. The SBA, the Small Business Administration, is back the way they were during the pandemic, offering loans up to $2 million to small businesses that have been affected. These are low-interest loans available to small businesses, and they're actually expanding the definition of small business to allow homeowners that are doing repairs to receive up to $500,000 to repair their home in a small loan, and $100,000 to replace or repair personal property that may have been damaged inside the home. So it's both for small businesses as well as homeowners in this example.
And you've been dealing with some of this with your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. The most important thing that I tell clients is that you have to act quickly, because one of the biggest concerns that my clients are facing are who is going to be responsible for the damage. We've seen evidence from SoCal Edison indicating that the Hertz fire was started likely due to one of their faulty plants. And the law on this, Hal, is very, very clear. The law says that if your negligence causes damage to a third party, whether that is one third party or 100 third parties, you are liable. So the most important thing that I tell people is have your case available and analyzed quickly by a licensed professional. They can go to ithinkihaveacase.com. They can see any local attorney in order to determine, was your home damaged in this fire due to someone's negligence? And if it was, you better believe that these firms are going to go after them.
All right, hang on just a second. You've got a lot to say. People have a lot of information they could really use at this point.
Thank you, Hal.
So, coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, we talk about some of the new laws that went into effect in 2025 and what effect they might have on your life, including one about octopuses.
Yeah, we'll see.
How about that, you know?
It's interesting.
Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. We're back with Fox 11 legal experts, Ugo Lord, and
good
always
to
good
here.
To have you here. We got a new topic for you right now.
Thank you, my friend.
In January, California welcomed a host of new laws, and many of them are going to make consumers pretty happy. So let's start out with the one that has to do with overdraft charges at banks.
Yeah, overdraft fees due to insufficient funds when it comes to a local charter bank is gone. Effective in 2025, charter banks are not allowed to charge an overdraft fee for insufficient funds.
Now you're talking about charter banks.
Yes, this
is true. The difference between a charter bank and...
And now we're talking about federal banks such as Chase, for example. Those apply with federal governments, and therefore local laws and ordinances don't apply to them. But for our local banks and credit unions, they do apply, and there are no longer any fees for overdraft.
And what about medical debts?
Yeah, it's very interesting on this one, because this goes to the heart of middle America. That is, medical companies are no longer able to report medical debt to any Californian's credit report. And we're talking about mandatory medical services.
But not all medical debt.
Exactly. So when it comes to cosmetic procedures, for example, voluntary cosmetic procedures, they're not covered in this ordinance, and consequently, they can be reported against your credit. But going to a hospital, an emergency room, if you're unable to completely pay off that debt, it cannot be used against you in your credit when you're trying to buy a home.
Let's switch gears. Let's talk about street racing. Let's talk about those takeovers on the street that we hear so much about.
Hal, I've witnessed this in person, and when you are there, it is scary. It's a lot of noise, it's a lot of commotion, it's a lot of smoke, and the government has had it, meaning that now there are strict rules in place and strict laws to target these drivers that are doing these street takeovers. You can have your car impounded. You can even have your car completely taken away in certain instances and be arrested for this activity. But Hal, it's important to note that these new laws not only target the drivers, it now targets the spectators as well.
And that's an important piece of information, because Absolutely. If you're standing there watching, you're doing a bad thing just like somebody's behind the wheel.
Absolutely, because that's what motivates these things. You know, when it comes to these street takeovers, when you are seeing an audience, you're fueled by that. You take even greater risks in order to have a better show. And that is why this new law targets those that are spectators. If you're getting out your phone, if you're watching these events, if you're encouraging this activity by being a spectator, you too are now subject to arrest. You're subject to also fined, and you're subject to even going to jail.
And let's talk about something else that's very risky. Smash and grab robberies.
Yeah, see, it's interesting because there are a lot of new laws regarding crime in 2025. So let's talk about how they work together. The threshold of what can now be a felony for theft has now been reduced. $950 to be considered a felony, even less if this is your second offense or more. But most importantly, how this new legislation takes into account not only the value of the items that were stolen, but also the value of the items that were damaged. Damage is now being considered. So for example, if you're smashing into this glass box and you're causing damage, that's taken into consideration when you're sentenced. And if that gets up to a number of $50,000 or more, that's an automatic year that is added to your sentence. These are felonies, so it's a year minimum. So now a year is added at a $50,000 or more, and that amount continues to go up depending on how much damage is caused.
So these are more tools, more for law enforcement to be able to try to stop these things?
Yeah, it's really about deterrent, because we've seen these smash and grabs really start to sweep the nation, and it's particularly here in Southern California has been particularly affected by that. And when people realize that you're going to jail for 5 years, potentially even more, for these fleeting activities, the idea is to hopefully deter people from doing it again.
One of the things we've talked about a lot on this program is the influence of social media.
Yes.
And so there are changes when it comes to social media and sexual exploitation, right?
Especially when it comes to sexual exploitation of minors. There are new laws that are in place. These apply to Meta, TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat. And what it essentially says is that if images are being used of an individual, especially an individual who is being trafficked, that these big companies have to take active steps to not only allow individuals to report them, but active steps to take them down. They have 36 hours. The clock is ticking. And if any of these victims of sexual trafficking is in play and they don't take that action within that 36 hours, these victims can sue for up to $4 million against these big social media companies for not taking quick action.
And a lot of this activity building up to these new laws has come from the parents of kids who died from fentanyl here in Southern California.
You're absolutely right. And that's the scary thing, because we don't realize the power of social media. It's not just a place where people are posting their kids and their cats, but it's a place where predators go to in order to try to exploit the most vulnerable. And that's what these laws target.
All right, talk about my very favorite new law, the one about The octopus.
This is justice for octopuses. That's what this new law is. It prohibits the farming of octopus for human consumption. And not only that, it also punishes businesses that sell octopus that were farmed for human consumption. But here's the caveat, Hal. If there are octopuses that are in the ocean, they're still up for grabs because fishing is still legal. It's just the farming, specifically for human consumption, that is now unlawful.
Why does that seem like an odd sort of law? What's your take on that?
I have no idea because I don't even know how to hunt for octopus. Do you use bait? How does it work? I have no idea. But hey, if it makes the world a safer place, if it helps our environment in some way, I am all for it.
All right. Ugo Lord, thank you very much. Coming up next on Fox 11 News in Depth, recovery from our devastating wildfires will take years, but one group is creating immediate change by getting cash in the hands of those who need it in a hurry. We'll explain right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. I'm Hal Eisner, and we want to talk right now about a group that's done a lot of good for a lot of people in the community. The Change Reaction has donated nearly $40 million to more than 37,000 hardworking families since it was founded 5 years ago. And just in the last month, the group has held two big giveaways for victims of the fires here in Southern California. But that is only the beginning. Change Reaction was founded by Los Angeles businessman Greg Perlman and his wife Jody. And Greg is with us right now, along with the president of your organization, Wade Trimmer. Good to have you both. And I guess there are so many questions I have, but why don't you start by telling us about Change Reaction and how that got started?
So the Change Reaction started 5 years ago. It was kind of an expansion of the type of philanthropy we wanted to do in Los Angeles, where we were kind of looking at this sort of hole in philanthropy that people who are the hardworking people of LA, they don't qualify for any government assistance. They're kind of making too much, but they often live paycheck to paycheck. So we basically decided that we wanted to create a philanthropy that went out and sought those people out so that we could help them with their financial emergencies. People who, you know, whose kids get sick in the hospital and need to take time off and are on hourly wages, or cars break down that if they don't get those fixed and they don't have the extra money to get it fixed, they could lose a job. Right. So that was really kind of the impetus to the Change Reaction and our focus. And we were able to do that by building the biggest network in LA of these nonprofit leaders and social workers all throughout Los Angeles are embedded in organizations and hospitals, and they're the ones that identify these hardworking folks and bring them to us.
Wade, we're not just talking about fire relief.
No, we're talking about, you know, obviously the fires are major devastation, but on a daily basis, thousands of people in the city are going through micro devastations. They're going through hard times and challenging times financially. It's a tough city to make it in. And everyone knows that, you know, everyone says that we're one paycheck away from a disaster, right? Yeah. That's where we step in as an organization. We've been doing that for 5.5 years.
We alluded to the idea that you had a couple of big fundraisers recently. Tell us about those.
So what we did, they were really giveaways of direct assistance. You know, what happened is when the fire happened, I had a huge call to action. Born and raised in LA, and third generation now, and I just felt that we, as I looked into it, we were built for this because of this huge network we have and the way we vet through people who are in need. So what we did is, in this case, we didn't have that many boots on the ground, especially in the Palisades and in Altadena. And so what we did is we brought in a lot of the local clergy to vet the people that were really up against it, where we needed to bring in this oxygen, we called it, of gifts of averaging around $2,500. And we identified through those two events 1,700 families that we gave checks to. We did it in a heartwarming way. We did it with dignity. And we basically let them know that, I think on top of everything, the financial assistance was, this was a message and a gift of hope and love. And so we're now at 2,600 checks. We've given away $6 million in a month, and we're just off to the races now.
Like I guess I'm curious where the money comes from, I guess fundraisers, but also did you put any of your own money into this?
Yeah, my wife and I seeded it with $10 million, and we weren't really a public outward-reaching charity. In that way, we had some other wealthy donors who stepped in, but we did actually finally open up to the public to be able to donate. We didn't even have a donate now on the website. So now we've raised an additional $5 million. So we're sitting on $15 million after giving away six. We got $9 million. And we're not like the sort of organization, we're not a foundation. You know, foundations build these big war chests, and then they kind of dole it out in little increments. We get money in, and we move it. So now we're anxiously waiting for the next phase of moving the next $9 million.
But what makes Change Reaction different from other charities?
A few things. One, like Greg was saying, we're a clearinghouse for financial resources. Money comes in and it goes directly out to people who need it as quickly as possible. Mm. So we turn things around very quickly. I think what also really sets us apart is that we want everyone who receives a gift from us to know that they're loved, that they're seen, that they're cared for. So this is more than just giving money. It's about the feedback we get from people who receive our funds. They say things like, you've restored my faith in humanity, you've given me hope for the next day and to carry on, and I feel cared for and loved. And that's unique, I think.
Those are motivating things to hear, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really fulfilling. I mean, I am so fulfilled in this sort of giving, and I'm really proud. You know, in a way, what we've done too, the biggest difference is that we talk about, we've turned philanthropy upside down. Here's the current model of philanthropy. Organizations, amazing ones, they go out and they really kind of ask the big foundations or the wealthy people, almost kind of sitting on their thrones, like, please give us money. We do it the opposite way. We go into the community, just like we did in Altadena. We were driving around with 9 community leaders last night. We're like, what do you need? Can we give you money to move? It's the opposite. We're almost asking them to move our money as opposed to them coming and begging us for our money.
We are just running out of time here because there's so much to explain, but how do people get involved? How can people get help? And is there a website?
You can go to changereaction.org. You'll find all the information about our fire relief efforts and all of our other initiatives. You can donate there. We're asking Angelenos to dig deeper. And it's, you know, this is going to be a long road for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
And we can't forget about it. And so, you know, we're thankful for this opportunity to highlight this. But we're asking Angelenos to not forget about it and to continue to dig deeper and to give more. And if you give to us, you know that 100% of what you give is going directly to help the people that are suffering.
Yeah. Again, the website is?
www.changereaction.org.
All right, Gregory Perlman, Wade Trimmer, thanks so much for being with us. And, you know, congratulations on this effort to try to help people who need help right now.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Thanks Fox for 7 having News us. In Depth will continue right after this break. Don't go away. And finally, if you want to hear an audio version of this program, just check out my podcast. It's called What the Hal, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News In Depth. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.